Ward, you have my promise. I'll never listen to another Arab again.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Well, we just opened up the show there with a little bit of Pod Kitty. That's right. Pod Cat was purring her little butt off. Well, good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your lunchbox collected leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. How you doing this fine, fine Wednesday afternoon? I would say morning, but it is now officially 12:13 that I'm dragging my slow ass down here and getting to work on the podcast. Podcat got in a little skirmish with the dogs. I had to do a little damage control. They got into the cat's food. The cat got upset. They had a little fight. Somebody got scared, peed, pooped. And by the time I cleaned up, it's time to do the podcast. So what a way to start the day. Your day had to start better than that. Who wakes up to pee and poop? All right, people with a baby. But that means you just have a hard row today, so take care of that baby and try to raise a non-shitty adult. That's your job. Do it, and do it well. Well, I went to World Market the other day, and I got a gadget that is a pineapple slicer, dicer thingy. It's just a circle gadget that you put in the center of the pineapple, and you twist it, and it cuts all the way through the center of the pineapple and pulls out a perfect spiral plug. And I have to tell you, it worked perfectly. I am now sitting here munching on fresh freaking pineapple. Yep, I'm getting my tiki on. I'm always surprised when a gadget works, but I shouldn't be. That's why they're there. Somebody invented this, and it's marketed because it works. So if you're at World Market, pick up one of those if you love pineapple, fresh pineapple. And I'm telling you, this thing works. It left the core. You could actually stop and turn the whole pineapple body into like a cup, because I posted a picture and everybody's like, what you gonna fill the pineapple with? You better make some kind of rum drink out of that. Oh, if I only drank, I would. I would make a big old fruity-ass Mai Tai. I'd make the fruitiest looking drink. Everybody would think, is that a straight man with that pineapple cocktail? Look at all the fruity stuff in it. Well, I'm a fruity straight man. That's what I would be. I would be a very fruity straight man. Now, seriously, who doesn't love a good fruity cocktail? If you've ever been on a vacation, that's the first thing you want. Where is my fruity cocktail? I am on vacation. Somebody service me with a fruity cocktail, a refreshing fruity cocktail. Go down to the Bahamas. First thing you do, what do you... Grab a Bahama Mama. That's what you do. Oh, not the one that will slap you back. I'm talking about the Bahama Mama that's in the glass. The one that's made out of all the different kind of liquors that makes you take like half a drink and you go, I am in the party mood of my life. You know, the kind of drink that gets you so drunk, you let a voodoo woman down on the beach braid your hair like Bo Derek for a dollar a braid. That kind of drunk. That's what I'm saying. You be so drunk, you'll do karaoke. You got to be pretty fucked up to do karaoke. I know, there's people out there that go, I do karaoke and I'm not drunk when I do it. I love karaoke. It's some of the most fun you can have. We all get together and we do karaoke nights on Tuesday. Oh. Yeah. Shut up. If you're a karaoke person, you need to keep that to yourself. Only share that with other karaoke people. Mm-hmm. They'll accept your karaoke-ness. But normal people, like, oh, did you hear about don't hang out with them? They'll ask you to go do karaoke. Well, they could be worse if you had a boss that liked to do karaoke. Holy shit. because that'd be horrible. You'd have to go. There's no way you could get out of going to karaoke if your boss freaking told you we're all going. And then you got to pretend that your boss actually has talent. It'd be like a bad episode of The Office. All right, well, enough of that kind of rambling. Let's grab a hold of some notes here that I jotted down that I wanted to ask about. All right, this is a question for all the hipsters. What the fuck is faux? I'm seeing a lot of these places popping up around town. Faux. It's a dish. Don't know what kind of dish. It's a soupy kind of dish. Is this noodles or something? But they're just popping up everywhere. Faux, and they just have random numbers. Faux 13. Faux 33. Faux sure. Faux 69. I'm thinking about trying that one. But seriously, why is this so popular? What about it? Is it nutritional? Is it tasty? Is it just the latest hipster fad? There's a place over here, an Asian restaurant that I've gone to for a long time. The other day I'm walking past and there's a sign in the window, one of those cheap ass neon signs that businesses can get at like Sam's Club, you know, that kind of look like bad plastic neon. It just says pho with a little bowl and like a spoon sticking out of it. Pho. Is that like the, hey, look, they're now serving pho. I never would have thought to eat there before, but what the fuck? Let's get some pho. Is it real pho though? What if they're serving fake pho? That'd be horrible if you paid good money and you got fake pho. You'd be like, what the pho? This is fucked up. This ain't even real pho. Get the pho out of here. I want real pho. Mofo. Now, I know a few of y'all are sitting there. I'm going, I've got no idea what he's talking about. I'm sure you've seen it. It's spelled P-H-O. Pho. Yeah, I don't know how they do it either. Just like when you look at a jalapeno and it's got a J. The way some of these cultures misspell things and use letters incorrectly is just frankly amazing to me. Yeah, so here, let me help you out here. Welcome to America. We spell pho, F-O-E. Now, Steve, that's not the same foe. The foe you're spelling there means like an enemy, a foe, somebody that you would have to do battle with. Well, my intestines might have to do battle with Chinese foe. That might be the foe that just rips the shit out of my ass. I don't know what this stuff does or tastes like, because I'm a good Southern boy. Nobody foes in my mouth. Can you get the stuff to make foe at Target or Walmart? I don't know if you can. If you can't get it at either one of those places, then most people don't need to eat it. If I have to go downtown to some shady little area where I can't read the writing and shop at that place to get the faux ingredients, faux that. Well, anyway, speaking of Walmart, this is a story that I saw earlier that, oh man. Couple allegedly tries to do an exorcism on kids outside of the Walmart. No place but Walmart. It's the Walmartians. Strange things, yes, have happened at Walmart. People have gotten married. They've cooked meth. They've fondled each other and apparently attempted exorcisms. An Illinois couple allegedly tied up their 5-year-old and 7-year-old kids and put duct tape over their eyes outside a Kansas Walmart in June. A woman saw the children bound on the cement and called 911. During a later hearing, a cop testified the couple's older children said the family believed demons had taken over the kids' bodies and the parents were going to try to cast out the demons, though it's unclear exactly how they were going to do it. The couple was charged with child abuse and aggravated child endangerment, and Walmart has another what the fuck notch in its belt. There you go. Now, why would you think you had to take them to Walmart to exercise? Who gets exercise in Walmart? If you look around Walmart, nobody's exercising. They're riding around on battery scooters like the dude from WALL-E. But, Flap, that's not the kind of exercise they're talking about. I know. See, I'm a comic. I tie weird shit together. But anyway, who does? Why did they need to go to Walmart for an exorcism? I guess that's a holy place when you're a redneck. It's a shrine. I'm going to the Walmart.
Is it Sunday? I gotta make an offering to the yellow smiley face god. Hello, roll back prices face man. Here's my $5. Bless my children and keep all their teeth safe from harm and decay.
Right now, okay, enough of that. Here is another news story that you're gonna love, hate. Pay attention, egg lovers. You may not want to hear this. Egg yolks are almost as bad for your heart as smoking. That's right. A new study from Canada says eating egg yolks regularly is nearly as effective as smoking cigarettes when it comes to speeding up your coronary artery disease. The study looked at 1,231 men and women, the average age of 61.5 years, and found eating three or more egg yolks per week over the years was two-thirds as bad as smoking. It increased cardioid plaque on the inner arterial wall, a risk factor for stroke and heart attack. Study authors stressed that regular consumption of egg yolk should be avoided by persons at risk for cardiovascular disease. Well, I say, boo! You've ruined everything! Stop it! Can't we just eat our food without worrying about whether it's going to kill us or not? How am I supposed to go to Waffle House now and get my yolks runny? I'm one of those people that loves to dip my bread in my yolk. I don't want the hard ass center yolk. I want runny. I don't want it broke either. I want it like a jiggly yellow, and I pop it with the toast. Oh, that is some tasty damn yolk right there. And now you're telling me it's going to kill me. Well, that's bullshit. I don't even smoke. Well, I don't smoke, so maybe I can have my eggs. Is that the way it works? I'm going to believe that's the truth. And now it is time to hear the truth. Let's bring in Miss Thang with All Things Considered. What up, Miss Thang? And now it's time for Miss Thang to put on her headphones.
I'm here. I'm present. I'm present.
Hello, Miss Thang.
Hello. I've got some non-Hollywood related stories for today.
Yay.
Yay.
This is the funky ones that we always
I
like.
I try, yes.
Okay.
Trust. Yes.
Trust.
Trust me. Jeez, I can't talk again today.
Mama said to mash my mashed taters. What's the saying?
Mashed potatoes. Oh, Mommy made me mash my M&Ms.
Okay, there we go.
On the rare occasion that I need my McDonald's Bix, I never stop to ponder what is in the delicious food that I'm consuming. And
oh, no. Yeah. This is going to be bad, isn't it?
Well, as part of a media campaign to show customers that the food they sell is actually real, McDonald's Canada is allowing people to post their burning questions online.
Uh-huh.
The website promises, they have a promise, and they state, "Ever wanted to ask about the food in our Canadian restaurants? Now's your chance. We'll answer any questions about our food, even the tough ones. Then post a personal reply." McDonald's lovers and skeptics alike have jumped onto this opportunity. Some of the questions and answers have been, "Does your Egg McMuffin use real eggs? They look too perfect." And the answer is, the short answer is yes. Every Egg McMuffin sandwich is made out of a freshly cracked Grade A Canada large egg.
Oh.
And you can actually pull up the video and see.
Oh, good. They probably use one of those, maybe one of those round...
like we have.
Yeah. You put the egg in, it just keeps it round.
Right. Another question that has been posted, "When you say 100% beef, do you mean the whole cow, the organs, snout, brain, kidneys, etc., etc., or just the plain beef we buy at the grocery store?"
The normal meat, not just the beef cow parts.
Part of the cow, yes. The answer is 100% beef, not 100% cow. We couldn't call it plain beef, but it sure is beef. We only use meat cut from the shoulder, chuck, brisket, ribeye, loin, and round. In fact, our beef supplier is Cargill, a name that Canadians might recognize. They're the biggest supplier of beef in Canada.
That's a pretty risky move to put a website questions like that, because you know they're going to get some really bad, you know.
And now it makes me wonder, what's the difference in McDonald's Canada and the McDonald's U.S.?
Like they may be a little better quality up there than it is here. Yeah, it could be right.
And the last question that was posted that I could find, "Inside the McNugget, is it actually the meat of the chicken or cutoffs that nobody would actually want to eat?"
And I don't know if I... Do I want this answer?
Yes, of course. It's not going to be posted if they're not going to have a good answer. It's definitely chicken inside our McNuggets. We use seasoned chicken breast and a few seasonings along with a natural proportion of skin or flavor as a binder. While chicken skin is edible, some people find it rather unsavory.
Oh, I love the skin.
Me too.
Put it on fried chicken.
My dad used to get on to me. He's like, you're not supposed to eat that. It's going to make you sick.
I never heard make you sick. I heard it's got a lot of fat in it.
Yeah.
But so what happened to the pink stuff? Didn't we always see that that chicken McNugget is supposed to be that big slime that they ooze out and cut and slice and turn into
Not in
nuggets?
Canada.
Not in Canada.
Let's go to Canada just to try their McDonald's. What is it, like a 24-hour drive?
At least from here.
I don't know. Road trip.
To Canada? No. I'll go ahead and eat the pink stuff, right? We'd go to Canada. Canada is just America's skin tag.
Wow. How about those
They're
nuggets?
In your face, Canada.
Wow, why are you hating on Canada?
Because they got good McDonald's.
I know, I'm jealous right now. I want a double cheeseburger. Can we go get a double cheeseburger?
What is that on your food calculator diet
no.
that you... What is that thing you're doing?
My Fitness Pal. Mm-hmm. It I can put in everything I eat, and it tells me how many calories I've consumed.
And how many have you consumed today? Because I saw you upstairs a while ago, but adding your calculation.
I've consumed about 1,000 calories.
That's not enough for
yes,
a woman
is.
Your size.
No. Okay. I've actually consumed my size.
People listening know exactly how long it took from the moment I said that for you to go, my size?
Wow.
Height is what I meant.
Wow.
Height.
Because okay.
In 1,500 calories like typical for a...
Stop talking. I put in what weight I want to be, and it calculates how many calories I need to eat each day to get to that weight for Hawaii. And so my goal is 1,200. I have actually probably consumed a little over 1,200, but when I exercise, it takes the calories that I burn in my exercise off of how many calories I've eaten. Does it make sense to you?
No, it makes sense.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not. It was just that you're... This is so... You're like, stop talking. I will explain this.
I'm taking this very seriously. I have dropped Diet Coke. And I have headaches every day because of it.
What are you going to do without your Diet Coke?
I'm getting headaches every day because of it.
I've noticed you come home cranky as shit.
Thanks.
Well, didn't you? Be honest. You came home and I said, let me set this up. Don't you know you did? And you, how long is this going to take? I go, just relax, chill.
And I fell asleep for an hour.
For an hour. And then you woke up not as cranky. But you do have on nice new pink headphones.
I do. My sexy boyfriend that's always nice to me bought them for me.
They're nice.
They are.
It's really weird because you, like, match. Your shirt matches. Your headphones match.
My socks match.
Explains why everything is pink Barb. Pink Barbie.
It's my favorite color. Anyway,
okay.
Let's carry on with
one
the
more
news.
News story.
One more.
No, I mean another. I can't. Mother mashed potatoes
He's
and M&Ms.
Trying to run me out of here, folks. A Scranton, Pennsylvania man was arrested last week after he accidentally dialed 911 while making a drug deal. The dispatchers, who were recording the entire transaction, alerted police that some idiot was making a drug deal with an open line to an emergency call center. Police easily tracked down Justin Kryansky to his apartment.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, to his apartment. And they found drugs and, I think, more drugs. And it was butt dialing gone wrong.
They found drugs, and I think more drugs, and because it was the more drugs that got him in trouble.
Yes.
It wasn't just the drugs. It was the more drugs.
Right. So, oops. Oops. I bet he had a flip phone.
I bet he did, too. No, drug dealers will have all the money. They're the ones that have all the new latest gadget.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was watching...
Brown?
No, it wasn't Joe Brown. No, it's the other one.
Judge Judy?
No, it wasn't Judge Judy. There's so many judge shows.
Mathis?
Judge Mathis. Yeah, Judge Mathis. That's
crap.
What it was.
I have a job.
And
how do
you know
these?
Yeah, it was.
It was that 1 month I was unemployed.
It was Judge Mathis, and he had this woman on the show who was talking about she took this in this girl, mm-hmm. like just this stranger. She took her in and was paying for her education and all this stuff, and she got her a car and gave her a room.
Wow.
And Judge goes, and what do you do for a living? And she gave him this look, and he goes, I wouldn't like saying, are you a drug dealer because you got money? I'm just saying, you must have a good job. So that's what made me think of, like, you know, drug
right.
dealers, that, you know, people know that they're the ones with all the cash
so
and the gadgets.
So did the girl that she was buying all this stuff for end up coming back to bite her in the butt?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. sad.
She got her this education and brought her in and got her the car and was driving her back and forth to school and... You know, she said, and Judge asked her, why'd you do this? She goes, well, I'd already raised my kid, and this one needed help. And, you know, she was just being a good person. And, again, it turned around and bit her in the butt.
That's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's like the joke. Do you ever hear the joke about the guy driving in the car, and he's got his son in the car with him, and the little boy looks over, and he sees two dogs having sex. And the little boy said, what are they doing? And they're all flustered. He goes, oh, well, that one dog on the back heard his paws, and the dog underneath it is giving him a ride to the doggy doctor. And the little boy goes, isn't that just like life? You try to help somebody, and they fuck you in the ass.
Oh, wow.
Was that punchline too much?
Uh-huh. Wow, that stuff like that should be saved for the Mike Jones podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. A bride-to-be is being charged. A bride-to-be is being charged with murder after allegedly stabbing her fiancé just hours before the couple's wedding was about to start in Pennsylvania.
Mother mash my Mayberry
Mother Flipper.
Okay, take two.
A bride-to-be is charged with murder after allegedly stabbing her fiancé just hours before the couple's wedding was to start.
Okay, take three. Take three.
A bride-to-be is charged with murder after allegedly stabbing her fiancé just hours before the couple's wedding was to start near Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Her name, Nicola Darcel Franklin, and her fiancé, Billy Raphael Brewster, were planning to tie the knot at 10 a.m. on Saturday. But at some point during the night, Franklin and Brewster began arguing.
Steve, in Spanish?
It doesn't say.
Okay, go ahead.
In the heat of the argument, Franklin allegedly stabbed Brewster twice with a kitchen knife. One of the stab wounds punctured his heart. When police arrived at the apartment shortly after 2 a.m., they found Brewster bleeding from his chest, and he was transported to the trauma center and pronounced dead.
That's
kind of sad. But they were supposed to get married. I don't like when you shake your head at me like that. Did I bring the show down? Was that a downer story?
Wow. We're just so upbeat, and then all of a sudden, bitch killed her boyfriend.
Fiance.
Took a kitchen knife, stabbed him in the heart. Y'all have a good rest of the show. Just letting you know, I only read these kind of stories to warn you.
Don't get married.
Okay,
we'll carry on. Romance is hard work, right?
Right. Oh, it's amazingly hard.
You got to come up with ideas, set aside time, and once that honeymoon period wears off, it's tough to find the motivation.
Isn't it?
Fortunately, there is now something called Deja More, which began as an app and is now a real-life romance creator. Each month, the company sends you a box of prefab romance options with all of the ingredients, candles, rose petals, etc.
Vibrator.
What?
Vibrator.
I didn't say that.
Oh, that must be in the other package.
For different and creative surprises.
Yeah, that'd be a surprise. Anal beads would be a surprise.
Dear Lord. You offer feedback on each package, so ultimately your boxes are catered to your preferences. The concept basically ensures you'll never get lazy about your love life again.
Oh. So, you don't think the anal beads are in there?
No! Why do you keep trying to go down that road? Do we need to call Mike
road?
Jones? Mother. Carry on with your dirty self.
No, I was just waiting on your next news story.
All right, a doctor is in trouble. Why do you...
What did he get in trouble for?
Well, when a woman gets a boob job, they probably don't want before and after pictures of the surgery posted online.
No, they probably don't.
No. Unfortunately, 10 Missouri women found these types of photos online after getting breast implants.
Implants. They were the size of planets. These were the biggest boobs that a doctor has ever put in. They were like Pluto and Mars.
Well,
Mommy made me mash my mashed potatoes. Now, Mommy made me mash.
This is just a cluster of gooberness. And now they're suing the doctor
for having giant planet boobs.
What's worse, some of the women were notified about the photos after friends and family saw them come up in a web search.
I saw your tits on the internet.
Well,
Grandma, that's no way to talk.
The doctor's lawyers are blaming the company that runs the doctor's website because they posted the photos without renaming the file to conceal the patient's names.
Like, should give them fake names?
Yeah.
Because every doctor has those before and after pictures. You want to show your work.
Yeah, but you don't want your name attached to it.
Yeah.
It cuts off your head and doesn't go below the
right
boobs.
Is that what they did with yours?
Yeah. Yep. These big old honking...
Heavy hangers.
So that's what we got for news today.
All right, I'm glad you brought a boob story to the... You brought boobs and anal beads to the podcast today. I'm very proud of you.
You brought that second part.
What, the boobs? You can't even say anal beads.
Yeah. Well, it's Wednesday. Let's carry on. You know what happens today?
What?
It's another chance for somebody to win
a
month's supply of Pop Chips.
We just went from...
Stop. Our sponsors are not going to like that connection.
What was that popping sound? Was that the anal beads coming out of your butt? No, that is the fresh sound of Pop Chips.
Holy muffin. Mike Jones, give him a call. He needs some guy time, obviously.
No. Explain our Pop Chips.
Okay, today, in order to be qualified or registered or whatever to win the 30-day supply or month supply of Pop Chips, you have to do a couple of things.
Yes.
First, you have to follow Pop Chips Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So it's @POPCHIPSCO.
You must follow them on Twitter.
You just finished my sentence.
That's the way I work.
We're a good couple like that. Follow them on Twitter and then tweet to tweet the hashtag sign pop my love triangle. Crap.
Pop my love triangle with your love beads.
You know the hashtag sign.
Yeah.
Pop my love triangle.
Pop my love triangle.
So you follow Pop Chips Colorado and then you tweet hashtag pop my love triangle.
Right.
To them.
Right. And please mention that you heard it here on
Remasculate.
Or use Miss Thang, Pink Barb 27, or Steve McGrew. Steve McGrew.
Yeah. Right. So Twitter, follow Pop Chips Colorado, and then tweet to them, pop my love triangle.
And that's a chance to win?
A month's supply of the new Pop Chips tortillas.
I ate some today. The salsa. The salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love their triangle.
Do you know?
I love their triangle.
Should I be jealous?
No.
Okay. No. A
little bit.
Oh. I hear my voice coming back at me.
You're easily distracted. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, because I did. It was so much fun getting her distracted like that. Where else can I do that except here on Remasculate? I had a blast. I hope you did. I will see you again tomorrow. Same bat time. Well, who knows what time. I just get this up when I can. You guys are great. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Support the sponsors. Perky Jerky. Pop Chips. Be sure and go over to Pop Chips and like them on Facebook and Twitter and do the hashtag PopMyTriangle. And maybe you could possibly win a month's supply of Pop Chips. Until tomorrow, God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind